Right before Trump got reelected, Israel, Turkey, Syria, after 16 years of trying, and they put al-Sharab, the global leader of al-Qaeda, in charge of the country, unelected. I understand Trump inherited this. But now we have him showing up at the White House. We'll show you the video with giant Islamic crowds cheering. We have him brought in. We have all these Republican lawmakers cheering the new free Syria. Back when I would expose the West funding al-Qaeda, supporting it, before 9/11, during 9/11, after 9/11, it was all public information that people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. But now it's hidden in plain view. So I understand Trump inherited all this, but at the same time, these giant welcome parties, all the rest of it is just too much to handle. Well, we got our balls grubbed at the TSA. Well, we're all treated like terrorists because of 9/11, and we know the Islamic pilots were trained at U.S. military bases, shadowed by Israeli intelligence. We know they were cutouts. We know the jets were remote control. We already know all that. But the point is, the official story is we were attacked by these Saudi Arabian pilots that were in al-Qaeda. And now, 25 years later, we've got the leader of al-Qaeda that's taking over Syria, killing the Christians and Muslim minorities. And we got to celebrate that he's this great freedom fighter. And, oh, the free Syria when he's unelected and doing all these genocides and ethnic cleansings. It's just too much. But, again, I know the facts. I know the history. So it's weird to be politically, culturally informed and try to communicate with an illiterate population. I know a lot of Americans are pissed off about this. And I don't want to hear from Democrats, oh, look, Trump with al-Qaeda leader. It was Obama that really ran the last administration, and they orchestrated all this. And the Arab Spring and all of it. So, though, this is on you. But I'm still going to criticize Trump. But it's 90% on you. But I know you can't be saved, you can't be helped, you're so evil with your Mondami and all of it. So I don't spend time on you and your alliance, your red-green alliance. I'm talking about Trump. And I predict this is going to bite us in the ass. I predict there'll be regime change the next few years, and this is all going to blow up in our face. This is truly disgusting. Real headline. Trump meets with the global head of al-Qaeda, now the dictator of Syria. Republicans hail him as the leader of free Syria as he conducts mass genocide against Christians. And Netanyahu's involved. It's like founding Hamas. They create these people, they turn them loose, and they use them to take our rights. They can set up checkpoints at the damn airports. It's total horse crap. Absolute BS.
So there's al-Shara arriving at the White House, being welcomed by mobs of supporters. Again, the worldwide leader of ISIS. A man who had a $10 million bounty on his head this time last year from the American government. And he's being welcomed like a conquering king to Washington, D.C. to shake hands with Trump. Now, I think there's an important lesson to be learned here. Now, obviously, al-Shara is being given all of this access, whether it's the first Syrian leader to visit the White House or the first Syrian leader in 60 years to address the UN. So he's being given the appearance of legitimacy by these globalist organizations, including the American government being one of them. Something that was withheld from Bashar al-Assad, despite the fact that Bashar al-Assad was not committing pogroms against the minority groups in his country in the way that is happening in Syria to this day. And they've also opened up, you know, wealth funds. They've opened up trade. The EU has ended sanctions against Syria. So now Syria will do better, not because he's a better leader, but because the people around him who didn't like Bashar al-Assad standing up against them are going to make it as easy as they can for him. They're going to help him in every way that they can. So it's going to look like his success. What do you think they're going to do with Mamdani? How do you think Mamdani's going to do? You know, people think New York City is going to fail. No. There's too much invested in the appearance of success. So all the billionaires who want socialism in this country are going to do everything they can to prop up Mamdani, just like the world elite are propping up al-Shara right now. It's all fraudulent, but they'll make it look like he's a success by cheating.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Today's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Third hour of the War Room is on. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. If you want to call, dial 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll take your calls throughout this hour. The crew was just bringing this up, and it was actually a tweet I made a few days ago, but I think it's true, and this is just what I was talking about at the end of that last segment. I said, New York is going to be fine with Mamdani as the mayor because socialist billionaires will pour infinite money into the programs to make them appear solvent. They understand that what's happening in New York right now is being seen as a test case throughout the rest of the country. And if New York starts to collapse, socialism will be rejected by the rest of America. They'll look at New York, and if it's just totally insolvent and companies leaving and they can't, you know, things breaking down, I mean, they already are to a certain extent. If that accelerates, people are going to look at that and go, well, they tried electing a socialist, and look at what turned out for them. So the people that want socialism to continue, the likes of Alexander Soros, standing next to Mamdani, you know, funding him to the tune of tens or if not hundreds of millions of dollars. They have infinite money, right? They control the money printing. So like they'll pour infinite money to make it appear as though the socialist programs are successful and solvent and arousing success because they understand that it's a test case. So I think the same thing's happening with al-Shara in Syria that's happening with Mamdani, where they want it to be perceived as a success. And so they will pull the strings necessary to make it a success, which is good news for, you know, New Yorkers, bad news for people that hate socialism. But it's just a guess. Just a guess. Now, this story just got delivered to me, and, you know, I was thinking at first that I must be missing something here, but it appears as though this is actually what's going on. Like, it's an InfoWars headline, but I was like, all right, what's really happening? No, this is what's really happening. Hood County Sheriff arrests man for social media posts. The Hood County Sheriff's Office in Texas arrested Colton Krottinger, a Navy veteran and local Granbury activist, for a social media post. According to a criminal complaint, Krottinger had posted on social media under the guise of someone else. Residents have suggested that the October 2nd post, showing another local activist appearing to support then-Granbury School candidate Monica Brown, is the one in question. Hood County Constable John Shirley said he thought the post was a joke and that the individual the post impersonated would have never supported Brown because she's very openly, loudly, and publicly hates her. This is a little confusing, but basically this guy took a Photoshop picture of somebody supporting this school board candidate, Monica Brown, and put another person's face on that picture to make a Photoshop so it looked like a person was supporting somebody that they weren't supporting. It was a meme. It was a joke, I guess. I don't really get it because I don't know the internal, you know, drama of Granbury local politics, but apparently this was a joke that people involved in that would understand. He's now been arrested. So this is the shot. Screenshot of Tina's post. Not a fake Tina account. Photoshopped portion. Colton was charged with creating a fake Tina account. He never created a fake Tina account. It's that simple. Tell Sheriff Deeds and the DA to end this witch hunt and go after real criminals, not stupid photoshopped memes. The charge. So he was charged with online impersonation, name/persona create page. So, okay, I think I'm understanding it. So they're claiming that he created a fake account claiming to be Tina Brown, but really he just made a fake post that made it look like Tina Brown posted a Monica Brown poster. So he's literally been arrested for a meme. Krautinger was charged on November 5th with online impersonation in the third degree. His lawyer, Rob Christian, said he'd been arrested for posting a meme. In his 25 years as district attorney and criminal defense attorney, Christian told the Daily Express he'd never seen anyone get arrested for engaging in political speech. Nate Criswell, former Hood County GOP chair, believes the arrest is politically motivated. The charge is based on a satirical post where he humorously photoshopped her political rival's image, making it appear as though she supported Monica Brown for school board, he wrote in a petition. Importantly, no actual account was created, making the charge baseless and unfair. Additionally, other elements of the statute were not met. People local say this reeks of authoritarianism. The condition of Krautinger's $10,000 bond say that he cannot access social media, nor can he have any contact with other activists. Criswell said social media is where Colton makes his livelihood and called the social media ban egregious. So the guy makes a meme. They arrest him for impersonation and then say, as a condition of your bail, you can't post anything online or contact any of the people in your line of business. It just goes on and on, folks. Krautinger is active in multiple facets of the community. He interviewed candidates before the 2020 election in November and maintains the Hood County Breaking News page on Facebook. In 2025, the Texas Senate honored the Veterans Mental Health Center he runs in Granbury, called Anxiety Solutions of America. Criswell said Krautinger's arrest is part of a pattern in the local area. Quote, every year, the list of conservatives arrested on bogus charges grows longer, he said. Again, it's like, it's just like, how did we get here? How do we get to this point? Some Navy veteran who's like a pillar of the community posts a meme and gets arrested for impersonation and given a $10,000 bond that prevents his ability to post online, which is where he makes money. It's like, we have so many problems that like we should have never even had to, we never even have to solve this. It's like today, they're like, the Olympic Foundation has done a study and has determined that men have a physical advantage over women, and in the next Olympics, men will not be allowed to participate in women's sports. Okay, good. Great, fine. What? How did we ever... What are we talking about? How did it get to this point? How were any of these things allowed to persist? How did they ever start in the first place? And what do we need to do to fix this? Honestly, because it's like, I don't know, man. There's no, you know, what? So some person in this local community with some amount of authority just decided they didn't like this guy and sent the police to arrest him, sent the sheriff to haul him out of his house and arrest him, and then ban him from social media. And it's like, none of that is illegal. Not a single part of that is legal. So who's going to pay the price for it? So like, if this guy, this Krautinger person, ends up, you know, fighting this and beating it, you know, says he's not guilty, jury decides on his behalf, and he gets out, he still will have suffered massively from this. So are they just allowed to do that? They can just try to frame you for a crime you didn't commit, knowing you'll get off, but knowing that it'll take a lot of money, ruin your reputation. They can set the bail conditions so you can't even make money in the meantime. And hey, maybe, you know, the jury just decides that they're going to participate in your little political charade and throw them in jail anyway. Like, if he gets off from this, if he's not sent to jail, what is the punishment for the person that tried to send him? I really don't know what we do at this point. It looks like we have a caller that is in sort of a similar situation. Corn Pop, one of our regular callers at PWA 1776 on X, activist in the Maine area. Corn Pop, you were also arrested for your speech, I understand.
Yeah, actually at the recent No Kings protest up here in Maine. So pretty much what happened was is the crazy Looney Tunes tried to take over a bridge. So I found a spot that they hadn't taken over yet and started setting up. And when I go to protests and stuff like this, I carry what they call is a burner launcher. It's it looks like a gun, yes, but it shoots rubber bullets because I'm going to a let's be real. I'm going to a protest, a bunch of snowflakes, you know. So someone screams out, he's got a gun. Next thing you know, APD shows up and they throw me in handcuffs, tell me I'm arrested, tell me I need to get off the bridge. I'm like, I'm not leaving. I did nothing wrong. And he's like, well, then you're under arrest. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're threatening me with arrest, I'll leave. And he goes, no, you're under arrest. Throws me in the back of the cop car, brings me all the way to the Augusta Police Department. At this point, I'm asking the cop. I'm like, listen, what am I arrested for? What am I arrested for? Got no answer. They bring me all the way to the police station. And, you know, when I get to the police station, the cop that brought me, he's like, you know, I have no idea what's going on. Let me figure it out. He's calling all the other officers. What are we charging this guy with? He gets in touch, that Sergeant Nutter right there with the video that you're showing, that was the arresting officer, only to walk up into the police department to take the handcuffs off me to tell me I'm free to go. And yes, I went right back to the bridge and went right back to the protest.
Well, good for you. So, I mean, you weren't like brandishing the gun or anything. How did they know you had the gun? I mean, it's not a gun, but the projectile launcher. I mean, how did they know you had it?
Because it was, I mean, let's get this out there. I'm in Maine. We're in a constitutional carry state. So even if this was a real gun, you don't need a permit to conceal carry here in the state of Maine. I had it tucked behind my back, underneath my American flag jacket.
And it's just, it's like a pepper ball launcher. It's like maybe the equivalent of like pepper spray or something?
No, so it's pretty much what we got shot with on January 6th. It shoots rubber bullets that when it hits you, the rubber bullet kind of busts in it. Pepper spray and tear gas and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like a paintball gun almost.
Yeah, it's CO2 powered.
Compressed
air.
You
don't need a permit to carry it. It's legal in all 50 states.
And you're carrying it for self-defense because you know these protests can get violent with the leftists attacking you. And look, I've been to protests where, you know, Antifa's walking around with assault rifles, you know, slung around, like pointing them at people. So, you know, the idea that you'd be arrested even for carrying a weapon. You're allowed to carry a weapon, and you don't give up that right just because you're protesting or, you know, waving a political sign. That's absurd. So again, so it's just like this soft suppression. You weren't charged. You weren't convicted. You're free to go. They just made it that much more difficult for you. Just you're subjected to rules they're not subjected to. You're going to be hauled off. You're going to have to, you know, spend time. You're going to have to be abused and, you know, get your wrist placed in handcuffs, and they don't have to. And it's just this soft suppression of conservatives constantly. Anywhere we go, anything we try to do, we have to abide by rules that don't even exist, and the left gets to do whatever the hell they want whenever the hell they want. It's enough to piss you off, Corn Pop.
Dude, so there's four videos that I released. And so there's the video of this, of what you're showing now, of them arresting me. Then there's a video of me in the back of the cop car where I'm grilling the officer about like what's going on, also letting him know that, hey, by the way, I got the national spotlight right now on the school board because I just had people strip at this. Like, you're like, dude, you don't think this is going to make national attention? Like, come on. And then like we get to the police station, and then there's a third video of me sitting in the waiting room waiting on Sergeant Nutter to show up. And then there's the fourth video where they didn't even know where any of my personal belongings was, because you'll see they rip off my watch, they rip off my body camera, they take my phone off. I even asked the officer when he's throwing me in the back of the car, if I can at least grab my phone so I can call. No. Left all my stuff on the bridge and didn't even know where it was at for like a good 15 minutes. So, I mean, there's a fourth video where I'm like flipping out on because I'm like, dude, where's my stuff?
And you weren't harassing anybody. You weren't threatening anybody. You weren't. And I'm just, you know, just play devil's advocate just to, you know, clarify fully. You were literally arrested for nothing, for being at a protest where a bunch of other people were. You went there with a self-defense weapon that is non-lethal, that shoots essentially a paintball gun. You weren't waving it. It was tucked in, you know, the back of your pants. Somebody saw it, said he has a gun. Instead of going over and checking, going, oh, this isn't a gun. This is just a little paintball thing. I mean, even, you know, I wouldn't even mind that much if they're like, hey, dude, go put that in your car, right? And it's like, you know, you'd probably go, okay, all right, fine. I'll go put this in my car. If it's freaking people out, I don't want to cause trouble, right? I mean, there are so many ways to handle this, but they choose to arrest you, put you in handcuffs. Absolutely no reason to do this. You have not broken any laws. You are not causing a disturbance. You are not resisting or, you know, fighting them in any way. I just want to clarify, there's nothing we're missing here that would make this arrest valid whatsoever.
So, Harrison, I will put it this way. I was on that bridge for enough time. So, as you see, I got there. I'm setting up my stuff. There was one other person that was supposed to join me. She stopped her car. We unloaded the stuff out of her car. She was driving to the end of the bridge to the CVS to park her car so she could park there. She didn't have enough time to park her car at the CVS at the end of the bridge and walk back to the bridge before I was already in the car and gone.
Wow.
I was literally setting my stuff up, and they seen the handle hanging out the back of my back and yelled out, he's got a gun. And at that point, I even yelled out, it's non-lethal. And like you've seen the cop ripping off my body camera. He's like, if you play the audio, he's like, oh, I'm going to get a warrant for this. I'm like, dude, you don't need a warrant. That's why I'll wear the body camera. I'll give it to you. And the crazy part too, Harrison, about this is that cop is the same cop that is at every school board meeting here in Augusta. They know me by first and last name. They know that I am not violent. They know that anytime I've been involved with them, it's always been respectful. And I even asked him, that's the thing too, in the third and the fourth video, I asked him several times for an apology for embarrassing me the way that he did on that bridge, because the left got exactly what they wanted. They got pictures, they got videos of me being thrown in the back of a damn cop car, and he couldn't even apologize to me. And his excuse was, we wanted you off that bridge before the mob turned on you. Hey, let's worry about the people that's going to get violent. Let's get you off the bridge before they get violent.
They might get violent, so you're under arrest.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he left a single mom on the bridge with my stuff. The woman that was supposed to park her car and walk there, by the time she got there, all my stuff was there. That's why they couldn't find my phone, because they left it with her. They thought they grabbed it. Meanwhile, they left her on the bridge, and she asked for a ride off the bridge so that, you know, she wouldn't get the mob turned on her. And officers told her no. She had to walk to the end of the bridge with all my stuff just for them to walk up and take the handcuffs off.
Dude. And of course, I mean, the most absurd thing is you can literally have a gun. It's not actually legal. So even if you had a gun, them going, he's got a gun, the response of the cop should have been, okay, I do too. Like, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to have a gun. How many protests have we seen with the left fully armed and armored? Like, you're allowed to do that. It's America. You're allowed to own a gun even if you're protesting. So it's like, you weren't carrying a gun, but even if you were, it's not an excuse to remove you from the protest. What, that is absurd.
And that's exactly why I went right back. And they were all like, why ain't you in jail? I'm like, because I did nothing wrong. And Trump is still your daddy, baby.
Wow. I mean, what are you planning to do now? I mean, just keep protesting? Or, I mean, you're going to sue? I mean, I don't know, but it sounds like you might have a case for, you know, some sort of wrongful arrest, discrimination. I mean, you're right. These videos are being spread around now. It's going to do reputation damage to you. I mean, that's not good, and they had no reason to do it. I mean, are you going to seek any legal recourse or just put it behind you and move on?
Well, let's just say this. A lawyer has already been hired, and this lawyer is and has been on InfoWars. So there is a lawsuit that is coming for the Augusta PD. And I've also was on Vito or Fry and talked with them about it and all that. But, yeah, no, there's a lawsuit coming. And the crazy thing is you know what, is we're the people that support these guys.
Right.
I've always been a back-to-blue guy. And now, like, when I had to file the complaint, I was like, I've never had to file a complaint, officer. I don't know what to do.
Right.
And that's the thing, is they pander to the freaking left, the same people that want to defund them, the same people that spit in their face, the same people that are, you know, look what they're doing to ICE, the ICE agents and all that. Right. And these are the people they want to protect.
God, it really is insane. I mean, it's another one of these things where it's just like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? It would almost make more sense to me, like, you know, police abusing people, you don't want to see it, you know, anywhere. But like, okay, if the police were abusing the anti-police people, you'd at least go, well, you know, what do you expect? Like, you've made yourself their enemy. So like, yeah, they're going to, you know, mistreat you a little bit. But it's like the people that hate the cops, people that attack the cops, we'll show the video on the other side. We're about to go to a commercial break. But the people who are literally like ramming cop, you know, ICE cars and shooting at ICE officers, and the police will throw you in jail for even standing up to them or trying to like go to one of their protests. Again, I really don't know how to wrap my mind around how insane and inverted absolutely everything is right now. Corn Pop, can you talk me down from this ledge? Like, what is going on in this country? Do you have any answers for me, Corn Pop?
I honestly don't. I mean, my only answer is people wake up. It's time to stop being keyboard warriors. It's time to get your head in the game. It's time for you guys to start stepping up. It can't just be a few of us anymore. You know, everybody talks a big game on X and Facebook and all that. It's time for parents to step up. It's time for men to be men. It's time for patriots to be patriots. It's time we take this country back. Trump's not going to do it by himself. We the people need to do it.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Powerful as always. How can people follow you, Corn Pop?
You can follow me on X, PWA1776. You can follow me on Facebook. Unfortunately, my last name has to be spelt a little different because I'm banned from Facebook. So it's BLANCHRD. You can follow me on True Too, Corn Pop. You can follow me on TikTok, Corn Pop 1776.
Well, man, I think I may have said it last time we talked, but I hope you don't stop until you're mayor of your town. I want to see you in a position of power because obviously the people you got running things now aren't up to snuff is the nicest way I can put it. Corn Pop, thank you so much for calling in and telling us this story. I must have missed you tagging me on that, but I'll retweet that post now that I know it's out there. So thank you for sending that to us. Thank you for calling in. And good luck with your lawsuit. Keep us abreast of the situation because clearly this has become a hotbed of tyranny in this little town in Maine. Such a beautiful place, but just lousy with leftists, even in the police department. Thank you for the call, Corn Pop. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls for the final segment. I do want to remind you right now, you can get 40% off both the Ultimate Fish Oil and the Body's Turmeric Supplement on InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, limited time, final run of these.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hardworking, middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm tired, folks. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of having to talk about this. I wasn't even going to talk about it. I wasn't even going to bring this up. But there's been a development. There's been a development. So I had a tweet go like mega viral over the weekend, kind of randomly. And it's about Dave Portnoy. Now, Dave Portnoy is a scumbag of the highest order. And he posted a video. It was posted by account called Likely Tarnished, and it was a video of Dave Portnoy having pennies thrown at him by somebody in the street who apparently said F the Jews. And they posted that video and said, Twitter, identify this man. So I, of course, responded, that's Dave Portnoy. He's a piece of crap. Use slightly stronger language, but it's a very funny joke. Obviously, they're trying to identify this guy who walked by and yelled something. But I wanted to point out that Dave Portnoy is, in fact, a piece of crap. It's got 4.9 now million views on that post of mine for some reason. Broke through the algorithm for some reason. And then Dave Portnoy goes on CBS News to complain about this. I don't know if we can watch the video because I think there's curse words in it. I think it needs to be censored. I don't think we have a censored version. But suffice it to say, Dave Portnoy is doing one of his pizza reviews on the street of Mississippi, of a town in Mississippi, and somebody walks by and apparently throws pennies on the ground in front of him, says F the Jews. I think he may say F you, Dave Portnoy, in particular. And, of course, Dave Portnoy is outraged at this. If you don't know the backstory of this, it's because Dave Portnoy owns a bar, and if you get a bottle service at the bar, they make a big show out of it, and they have sparklers, and they have a sign, and you can write what you want on the sign. And a couple of months ago, a young guy, I think he was like 19 years old, gets a bottle service at his bar, and he writes F Jews on the sign. And in response to this, Dave Portnoy went ballistic. And he doxed the guy and threatened to send the kid to Auschwitz, literally. It's like, I'm going to send this kid to Auschwitz. He makes these videos where he's like sputtering and vibrating. And he's just like, how dare you say that about my people? And he's just like so fear. And he wants to like kill this kid. He wants to, he's like, I'm going to find this kid. I'm going to ruin his life. Like he's literally making these threats. And then he like later like calms down. He's like, I've decided not to ruin the kid's life. I've decided to be merciful and to only give him a talking to, give him a severe talking to. And it's like, because he said F Jews on a sign, you baby, you child, you pathetic loser. And again, you know, it's just this example of like the overwhelming response, right? Oh, somebody said they don't like Jews. Well, I guess they should die. I guess we should kill them then. Because that's not just the worst sin. It's actually the only sin, okay? Everything else is permitted. Everything else is fine. But if you dare to not love Jews, you're going to be in trouble. So, obviously, when you go into a hysterical, shrieking, hissy fit over a certain phrase, guess what? People are going to start using that phrase on you. You absolute moron. Like, I want to make a video that lets everybody know that if you say this collection of words to me, I will melt into a sputtering pile of idiocy. And then people say the phrase to you, oh my gosh, wow. They're so bad. So I was making fun of Dave Portnoy over this. Just moderately, but the man is a weasel. He also is just a complete poison, societal poison. His whole empire is built on exploitation, gambling, getting people addicted to things that are bad for them. And then one of his employees was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't have acted that way. And he's like, you work for me. How many Jews have to be killed before you stop? And he's just like this freak out meltdown. Insanity. And then he's like, you know, threatens the employee's job for saying that, like, yeah, somebody shouldn't have their life destroyed over a joke. Okay, so then Dave Portnoy goes on CBS News to talk about this incident, the second incident, the coin throwing incident. Okay, in a world that is just insane with the most vicious hate you can imagine flung at really everybody constantly, but mostly in particular to white people. I mean, I want to, like, which are you more offended by? Are you more offended by the edgy college student saying the thing he knows Dave Portnoy will scream about? Or are you more angry at a highly respected international publication like The Economist writing a long, thorough, well-thought-out condemnation of white children being born? Which is more offensive to you, that a child has the temerity to say F the Jews, or that The Economist and Harvard University and every other major leftist institution is seriously engaged in the literal genocide of white people? Which are you more offended by? So, you know, I wasn't even going to cover this, but I did bring the video in just in case it came up because of how absurd it is that a Jewish person getting their feelings hurt has become national news. It is a national news story. We're all expected to care about this vicious psychopath, you know, baby idiot getting his feelings hurt. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't robbed. He wasn't even threatened. A college student said F the Jews to him and threw pennies on the ground. And this is a national news story now. This is a national news story. And CBS News, recently bought by Larry Ellison, Barry Weiss in charge, has decided that this should be a fixture on their national broadcast to let poor millionaire Dave Portnoy cry about somebody saying mean words to him. He was offended, don't you know? I mean, they didn't cover when, you know, every right-wing personality out there was having SWAT teams called to their house. I don't think CBS News, did they give us interviews? Did we get to go on and talk about how people were literally trying to kill our families? No, obviously not. No, obviously not. And again, this ties into everything. I wasn't even going to talk about this because I've already talked about it enough. And it's like, you know, I don't want to spend 3 hours just talking about how Israel and their Jewish collaborators here in America are systematically destroying our every right. But I guess it's sort of an overwhelming thing. I guess I have to. Darn it. Sorry, guys. Let's go to Dave Portnoy on CBS News crying about his feelings getting hurt. A big bad bully said mean words to Dave Portnoy, and now it's a national news story because he's Jewish. Clip 19.
I've seen in my own experience, just being Barstool, the difference between how much hate I get. Occasionally you get, hey, kike or Jew or whatever. It's every day now. Like, there's a definitive shift in what's going on. So, yes, now I for me, being a Jewish person, like, you gotta step up. You're kind of someone people look up to in the Jewish community. You have to be like, all right, this is not normal, ha-ha, with the guys. People are coming in with real hate.
Yeah, I really hate you. Not Jews. I don't hate Jews. I hate you. I think you're poison. I think you're a bad person that our country would be better off if you weren't here and had never arrived here. Every time I'm out, they pull me back in. I can't escape. No, it's for the most part, it ain't real hate. It's literally jokes. Again, you cried like a baby, you absolute imbecile, because somebody said F the Jews. Now other people are saying F the Jews to you. Why? Because you showed them it works, because you are a giant pussy. Do we have the video of the assault, of the attack? Do we have video of the victimization here that led to him having a prime time? Does it have curse words? I don't want to. All right, let's go ahead and play it, just so you can see, just so you can be, you know, I know this is a viewer discretion advised, right? You're about to be exposed to the visceral reality of hate in America. No, it's not. It's not the, you know, whatever. What's the average? Like, however many white people are killed by black people every single day. I mean, I did the math one time. It's like 30,000 white women raped by black men a year, and you divide that by day, and it's like every 30 minutes or so a white woman is raped by a black man. That's, we're not talking about that, okay? We're not getting anywhere near that, all right? When right-wingers are, you know, having SWAT teams called on them, you know, being forced to walk backwards with their hands over their head while a dozen, you know, firearms are trained to them because somebody's called in that they are, it's a hostage situation and you have to go in guns blazing. It didn't see a single report on CBS News about that ever. I mean, most of the stories that we find out about are through X, and it's the only way they even become national news story. Did CBS News even cover, like, Irina Zarutska having her throat slit on the train by a black guy saying, got that white girl? It seems like a little bit more of a concern to me than millionaire Dave Portnoy, giant idiot crybaby, having pennies thrown at his feet and a bad word shouted at him. But not to some people. Some people, that is the real bad thing, and everything else is just sort of static. You know, it's just noise. The signal, the real thing to worry about is the feelings of Jewish people, is the, you know, it's like, I want people to be able to walk around American streets and not be slaughtered for their race, not to be knifed like an animal because of who they are. But, you know, I guess some people feel like it's better to have Jewish people be able to walk around and never be criticized and never be disliked or admonished or cursed at. So, you know, I guess we all have our priorities. So let's go to the video of this attack, this assault. Viewer discretion advised. Here's the visceral reality of Jew hate in America. Let's watch. Oh, my gosh. But he survived. I mean, but Dave Porter, he survived. Oh, don't worry, guys. I mean, it was a close call there. They rushed him to the hospital, and he did, in fact, survive. So there it was, the attack, the assault. Oh, my God. Quick. Every corner of the country, learn and understand how it feels to be Dave Portnoy, giant man-child idiot. Now, the reason I'm making such a big deal about this is during the last commercial break, I happened to open up X to see that not only has Dave Portnoy gone on CBS to cry about people rightfully hating his despicable visage, the person that did that, the person that threw the pennies at Dave Portnoy, has now been expelled from school and arrested. Okay? Alleged heckler busted, withdraws from university, and he has now been arrested with a mugshot for the crime of insulting Dave Portnoy. This is what we like to call Jewish privilege, folks. You heard of white privilege. It doesn't exist. Jewish privilege is if someone insults you, they get arrested. If somebody, you know, touches your phone at a Florida university, they're kicked out of school. And the Department of Justice launches a hate crime investigation. If you're a white person, you get attacked regularly by somebody yelling, "Got that white girl," you know, whatever. It's just average day. That happens. Let's move on. But if you dare to insult a Jewish person in this country, you're going down, son. And if you're against this, you're a Nazi. Remember, the Nazis are the people that don't want Americans arrested for their speech, for disliking the ruling class of this country. You see the distinction I was trying to make at the beginning of the show? That this whole thing about the Nazis and the Republican Party is so absurd because it's the very people making that claim that are literally Nazi. I mean, they're not literally, but they support the Nazi program. They support the idea of using the state to silence dissidents, of arresting people for their speech if they go against the authoritarian demands of the ruling class. Do you understand what the real divide is now? The young man accused of throwing coins and yelling "F the Jews" at Dave Portnoy, at Lord Portnoy, at King Portnoy, his majesty, his liege, who is above reproach. He's above insult, okay? How dare you? We need to bring in the Crack Amico song. I need the crew to find the Crack Amico song about Dave Portnoy. We need to go out with it at the end of the show. Outside of Mississippi, Pizza Shop has been charged in the high-profile case. Brandon Lovelady, public information officer for the Starkville Police Department, tells TMZ officers arrested 20-year-old Patrick McClintock on Monday and charged him with disturbing the peace. Disturbing the peace. Because he yelled "F the Jews"? He's disturbing the peace? That's a thought crime. That's 100% a thought crime. Because if he'd yelled anything else, he wouldn't have been arrested, right? It's not illegal to throw pennies on the ground. It's not illegal to yell anything. It's not something like fire in a crowded theater. So it's not that he yelled. It's not that he threw coins. He didn't assault anybody. He didn't start a fight. He didn't disturb the peace in any recognizable way whatsoever. It was what he yelled. It was who he said he didn't like. Just trying to follow my own advice here. And not say what I'm thinking. Yeah, this is intolerable. No, this is completely intolerable. Again, did this kid advocate sincerely for Jewish people to be eradicated from the face of the earth? Scott, that's what the Jewish professor in Harvard says about white people. Did he write a sincere article claiming that Jewish people giving birth to Jewish babies was some sort of insidious plot to grow their population and that resources should be spent to lower the number of Jewish babies born every year? Because that's what The Economist published this weekend in their article by a Jewish person. And if we were to arrest everybody that said F white people, I mean, it's not even a possibility. It's too many of them. But if we were to arrest all the people writing articles very sincerely advocating for policies to eradicate white people, then we'd be called anti-Semitic because they're mostly Jewish. So I guess we can talk more about this. I guess we can get into more of these topics. So this guy yelled F the Jews and has now been arrested for disturbing the peace. The state of Mississippi allows courts to impose enhanced penalties if a violation meets the criteria for bias, motivated, or discriminatory reasons. This remains under investigation. So it may be a hate crime that he committed with his word. Yet if he'd said a different word, it wouldn't be a crime. It's the word Jews that is the purpose of the criminal charge here. And I guess they're going to, you know, enhance that with some sort of hate, you know, addition. Maybe he's a terrorist. Maybe he'll be deported. He's already been kicked out of school. Again, it's just, it's like almost funny. Portnoy and his Barstool crew were in town ahead of the Mississippi State versus University of Georgia football game. He was filming one of his One Bite Pizza reviews when the incident went down. Just yesterday, the Barstool founder appeared on CBS Sunday Morning saying he's experiencing daily anti-Semitism. Yeah, that's you, dumbass. Here's a question. Do you think Dave Smith gets daily anti-Semitism? Do you think Ron Unz gets daily anti-Semitism? Do you think Glenn Greenwald gets daily anti-Semitism? Do you think Max Blumenthal gets daily anti-Semitism? Does it have anything to do with you being Jewish, or does it have everything to do with you being a reprehensible scumbag moron? There's a lot of Jews out there that don't experience anti-Semitism because they aren't trying to silence people or arrest their critics, because they don't flip out and wanted to kill somebody and destroy somebody's life for daring to not love the Jews. There's a hell of a lot of Jews that are on our side of these conflicts that seem to avoid the anti-Semitism somehow. I don't know how they achieve it. Dave Portnoy acts so objectionably like such a hysterical, pathetic worm that he makes people hate him. And then the hatred that he draws unto himself, he then turns around and says, this is anti-Semitism. Something has to be done about this. Just like Bill Burr, just like Ben Shapiro, just like Netanyahu and the entire state of Israel. It's like, can you, for a single moment, think about the fact that it might, just might, be your fault for behaving in the way that you do. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I was going to go to calls. I was going to talk about other stuff. Now here I am talking about how Jews in this country have unearned privilege that is causing the resentment, causing the hatred. Yeah. Now we got to talk about it, Dave. You create the problem. You create the conflict. You piss everybody off with your abominable behavior, and then you want to criminalize reaction to that. If they wanted to maximize anti-Semitism, I'd give them the advice, just do exactly what you're doing. You're doing great. If your goal is a rise of the actual Nazi party in ways that are beyond edgy jokes, or, you know, refusing to bow to the arbitrary restrictions of the mainstream, if you really want to create a movement against you, keep it up. Do exactly what Dave Portnoy is doing. You need Dave Portnoy, you need Rabbi Shmuley, you need Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin out there every single day with Jonathan Greenblatt doing exactly what they're doing every single day with the full support of the establishment. Really make it clear to everybody that it's not just you as an individual, it's the media companies, it's the law enforcement, it's the lawyers' guilds, it's the DOJ. Make sure everybody knows that all of these powerful national institutions are at your beck and call. And while it may be impossible to get justice for literal attacks and murders in this country, if anybody dares to insult or look sideways at a Jew, they will be destroyed. They will be kicked out of the university. They will be thrown into prison. Let's finish the show today. I'm so sorry for the callers, but the fact this kid got arrested, really just that last bit of sanity I had going. Let's close it out with Crack Amico. Take it away, Crack Amico. Tell us about David Portnoy, please. Only one thing is sacred, that's baby. Don't joke about Jews, nah. Don't joke about Jews, hey. Don't joke about Jews, don't joke about Jews, don't joke about day. You can laugh about blacks, you can laugh about gays, you can laugh about immigrants in them cages. Joke about anything on this earth, but if it's about Jews, then you might as well save it, bitch. Don't joke about Jews, nah. Don't joke about Jews, hey. Don't joke about Jews, don't joke about Jews, don't joke about Jews, don't joke about David, you are a homo.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexOnStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off on things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.